dominate with a slight edge. Once a friend of mine and I in high school decided to rebel against the system. We were going to get up and get ready to leave algebra class, but a minute before the bell rang, we stood expecting a fight from the teacher. But what we got was something completely unexpected. Everybody else started standing up. The teacher, who was busily reading the newspaper, glanced up at the clock. He knew something was wrong, but he didn't say anything. What the heck does this mean? Most people, even authority figures, will follow the crowd. They've done experiments like this in Russia back when they were the Soviet Union, when standing in line for normal things was common. So one guy decided to line up for a random door. Other people got in line behind him. The bigger the line got, the bigger the line got. They've done similar studies in psychology. You put one guy on a street corner and get him to stare up at the sky. Most people stare at the guy. But if you put three or four people all staring up at the sky, everybody stares at the sky. Now for the money question. How do you go from one guy staring at the sky or doing anything goofy to a bunch of people all trying to find out what you are looking at or all copying your behavior? Once upon a time, two guys were out hiking. They saw a bear. One guy started putting on his running shoes. The other guy said, "Dude, what are you doing? You can't outrun a bear." The first guy replied, "I don't need to outrun the bear. I only need to outrun you." Not a nice thing to say, but absolutely true. This is the slim advantage that makes some species thrive and others go extinct. Once upon a time, Henry Ford dominated the automobile market. Until he didn't. What happened? A competitor popped up and outframed him, overtaking him in market share. What was this new competitor's advantage? Not much. They copied Ford exactly, but with one small difference. Ford only offered cars in black. The new guys, General Motors, offered them in different colors. This is all the advantage you need. Most people have pretty weak frames. So weak you can easily outframe them. You don't need a super strong frame to do this. Just like the two bear guys, you only need one slightly stronger than theirs. Slightly stronger and hold it just a second or two longer than they can. Then you'll be like the guy at the door with tons of people lining up behind you. Outframe everybody and dominate the world. To learn how, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.